Rome, the Italian Air Force is mulling the purchase of U.S. technology that turns cheap unguided missiles into precision weapons, offering a low-cost option for taking out drones instead of using pricey air-to-air missiles. The potential deal was made possible by the U.S. Department of State's approval of a foreign military sale to Italy of 5,031 Bay Systems Advanced Precision Kill Weapon System, APKWS, II Guidance Systems. The APKWS, which can be inserted between the warhead of an unguided missile and its motor, features four fold-out wings which each carry a laser seeker, turning a missile that costs less than 100,000 euros, $117,000, into a guided weapon. The solution would allow the Italian Air Force to avoid firing missiles like the AMRAAM, which costs 10 times that, to destroy cheaply produced drones. The proposed sale will improve Italy's capability to meet current and future threats by strengthening its homeland defense and serving as a deterrent to regional threats, the State Department said. The FMS approval also covers launchers, warheads, and rocket motors, as well as technical support, taking the potential deal to $364 million, the State Department added. Sources in Italy told Defense News no contract had been signed, and the technology was still being evaluated. The likely recipient of the APKWS would be Italy's Eurofighter jet, which is already guarding Europe's borders against drone incursions. This month, an Italian Eurofighter taking part in NATO air policing mission in the Baltics shot down an unidentified drone which flew into Latvian airspace. In May, the Royal Air Force announced it was already using the system on its Eurofighters after a rapid acquisition, which saw testing and deployment completed in 2 months. The Advanced Precision Kill Weapon System, APKWS, gives RAF pilots a highly accurate option to destroy aerial targets and allows them to engage drones at a fraction of the cost of traditional air-to-air missiles, the RAF said at the time. Tom Kington is the Italy correspondent for Defense News.